obviously, you realize Sierra Leone and Guinea share very close ties, apart from the fact that we share borders, you know, our two people share very historic ties as well. So the Guinean leader was here, amongst other things, to discuss issues of mutual interest, including security, economic, and other issues. But more importantly, you also realize that President Biya is godfather of peace and democracy in Sierra Leone. During our very turbulent years, he initiated the peace process and returned this country to democratic civilian rule. So there are inherent lessons to also learn from Sierra Leone as Guinea starts their long transition to peace and democracy.
Exactly, because this is Guinea where ECOWAS has sanctioned the military junta for delaying the return to civilian rule. So did the two leaders discuss this?
Well, so naturally, President Biya is a very experienced person. You know, he led Sierra Leone to return to democratic civilian rule. Beyond that, even his current role as President of the Republic of Sierra Leone, he's been playing key and critical roles in the transition in Mali, in Guinea, and others. So there are very valuable lessons to learn from him. And it's important to note that this is the very first time the Guinean leader is coming after they have started implementing a transition timetable. That's very good for the health of the two countries.
As you mentioned, that President Biya has been playing a role in Mali and Guinea, where we have military leaders. We haven't heard directly from ECOWAS. Did ECOWAS, if you know now, please tell us, did they accept the Guinean leader, his agreement to want to return Guinea to democratic rule in 2 years? Was that accepted now?
Well, I wouldn't speak for ECOWAS, but I can assure you Sierra Leone is very much part of that journey. We are very vested in Guinea's return to democratic civilian rule. And therefore, you know, His Excellency has pledged every inch of the way to ensure that that transition happens. So this is part of the visit.
Thank you so much, Mr. Minister. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, James. It's always a pleasure too.